The Science Show on RN, where we revisit the Bragg Prizes for Science Writing. Last week we brought you Arwin, the student winner. This time the student runner-up with her contribution.
Hi, I'm Phoebe Adam. I'm from the Presbyterian Ladies College in Croydon, Sydney, and I'm in Year 8 going into Year 9. This is my science writing essay, Driverless Cars, Are We There Yet? On a cold, dark, rainy evening, a teenage girl was walking home alone from a friend's party. As she walked down the road, she came to a steep turn, and in the dark confusion, as she began to cross the road, she was suddenly struck by a speeding taxi which hadn't seen her, resulting in a horrific crash. Though she survived this terrible accident, she was left with a serious head injury from which she never fully recovered. This event happened to my aunt, Sarah, 20 years ago when she was 19 years old, only a few years older than I am now. In the 12 months to October 2018, 1,226 people were killed in road-related accidents in Australia. Of these, 277 were under the age of 25, and 14% were pedestrians. The question that occurred to me was, in the years since my Aunt Sarah's accident, have there been any developments in modern technology that could improve road safety and prevent accidents like Sarah's from happening to other pedestrians? The biggest factors in accidents caused by driver negligence are due to human error. You've heard this list: distracted driving, speeding, failing to see pedestrians, disobeying traffic signs, disregarding weather, and driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. If human error was removed, would this prevent traffic accidents? Some cars have removed the human control to an extent. They are known as autonomous vehicles. Although they seem like a recent idea, the notion of driverless cars dates back to the start of the space age in the 1960s, when AI researcher John McCarthy wrote an essay about computer-controlled cars. So, will we ever see our roads full of cars without humans in control? In 2004, the US Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency established the Grand Challenge, a competition to develop an autonomous vehicle, in the hope of making the first fully driverless car a reality. Teams had to make a vehicle that would complete a 240-kilometre course, travelling over hills, dirt tracks, and avoiding the odd cactus, in order to reach the finish line and win $1 million. When the horn was blown, 15 vehicles sped off, but none of them ended up reaching the end. In fact, some immediately crashed into trees and fell into gullies. Although this may seem like failure, it was the start of a new collaborative process, and in 2005, when a second race was held, 5 vehicles got to the finish line. Suddenly, the possibility of a driverless car had become a reality. Since then, many famous manufacturers and technology companies have promised us completely autonomous vehicles. However, in order to become truly hands-free, there are still many serious technical and safety challenges to overcome. Most cars are already partially autonomous, with lane brake assistance and cruise control. There are 5 levels of automation, but currently available driverless cars, such as Tesla's, are still limited to specific driving conditions. Artificial intelligence has been used to develop car sensors that see obstacles and other complications on the road in real time. In theory, driverless cars seem like a great idea, making driving more efficient and safer for both passengers and pedestrians, more convenient for driving kids to school without parents, and allowing disabled or elderly people to stay mobile. In July 2016, Joshua Brown was driving his Tesla car in autopilot mode, which allows automatic control of the car during highway driving. Unfortunately, the software did not recognize a truck with a connected semi-trailer crossing the highway in front of the car. The car attempted to continue at full speed under the trailer, resulting in a fatal crash for the driver. There are a growing list of other such cases, a reminder that automated systems are far from perfect. The idea of driverless cars has raised many ethical questions, such as, How are taxi drivers and truck drivers going to make a living? What about the risk of your driverless car software getting hijacked and someone else taking control of your car? With automatic brake sensors, there is a real risk that overconfident pedestrians might start playing chicken on the roads, triggering driverless cars to emergency stop in the middle to prevent a collision. The recent development of driverless car technology is very promising, but still has many challenges to overcome, as it is a very complex issue involving both human lives and the interaction between humans and machines. In the future, it is likely that driverless cars could be our answer to improving road safety and preventing pedestrian collisions, such as the one that involved my Aunt Sarah all those years ago. But this has not happened yet, and for me, at this point in time, I am not ready to trust a driverless car with my life.
Phoebe Adam from Presbyterian Ladies' College in Sydney, runner-up in the Student Prize for Science Writing. Well done, Phoebe.